on this matter, we really have to be very strategic. We also need to be reasonable about what has taken place over the years, beginning the year 2000, when this very important resource was transferred from the minority to the majority. We need to be reasonable in that there were developments that were on these farms which should ordinarily have been paid for. And of course, there is a clear understanding that compensation does not also refer to compensating the land itself. It is the development. So as an organization, we have had to look at this issue from a very strategic point of view, where worldwide we need also to be sending the proper message that we did not just keep these farms for free as the others would want to have it, that we took things and we did not pay for them, particularly the development. And I think that from an organization point of view, that is the way to go.
Do you see farmers being able to pay?
Well, you know, as far as whether farmers are going to be able to pay, that becomes now a function of how productive the farms are, because they must pay into that pool out of the profits of the farms. So if the farms are not productive, then it becomes very difficult. It will become very, very difficult for the farmers. Currently, farmers are unable to produce. Most of the land is lying idle, as you would know. And for them then to generate resources outside the farm to try and meet this new demand, that would be quite a challenge.